Welcome to the Matt Zatiker Show, live from La Costa Mexican Restaurant. Now welcome the Domtar Tiger Sports Network's David McCurley.
Thank you and welcome back to La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. Come on by and eat some chips, dip, some of the great combination dinners they have. First of all, I'd like to welcome in KJ McCurley. How you doing, son? Well, wait a minute. I'll get now. Go for it.
Yeah, it might work now. Doing good. Glad to be here.
Yeah. How about you, Clint?
Well, tonight, how are you, sir?
How are we doing? Good. And I'm going to welcome in the head man. And I got to say something before we ever get started about Dadeville. How about them JV Tigers on Monday night?
That's right. Big win.
Talk about that a little bit.
Just fantastic for those young kids. You know, I when I met with the eighth grade bunch that last year that are freshmen, you know, the first thing I told them, just kind of laid out everything we're going to do. And I said, guys, y'all are a very talented group. We're going to win championships with y'all. And I said, and we'll start next year with the county championship. And I'd forgotten I'd said it. And we got done with the championship game. I'm in the locker room. We're getting you know, all our laundry and everything put in the basket. They said, Coach, you remember what you told us first time we ever met you? And I went, I do. And they said, we did it. And I said, well, let's don't stop now. But just a tremendous game. You know, it's always good to beat a county rival. You know, that was one of our losses in the regular season. Avenge that loss. And we've lost to them last couple of years in that little county championship game. And so just kind of vindicated what we're doing, you know, and what we're believing in and building it from the ground up with those young bucks. And, man, they're fun to coach. They're fun to watch. They have fun playing. And, man, I think the sky's the limit if we can keep them all together.
You know, and as we get into tonight's show, I want to touch a little bit on that game and get it into what we're doing this week, because that game, we defeated Winterboro by a score of 20-12. If you were not there, it started getting a little cool as the night went on. And I guarantee you, none of us was near as cold as Coach Cam Mazzell when he got doused with the water bucket.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, a lot of those kids that are in the ninth grade, a couple of them out there making a difference in that game the other night, but those are the kids that are making the difference on the field for you now at the varsity level.
They are. And listen, you know, junior high, you play 7th, 8th, and 9th graders, and some of those kids hadn't played many reps with that junior high bunch just because they were so valuable, you know, on a Friday night because they're, you know, they're playing. But, you know, they've been begging me all year, Coach, let me play. And it's something to let a ninth grade kid to play with his ninth grade class. You know what I mean? Those are the guys he's grown up with,
yeah.
He plays with, and, man, it was just fun to put them all together. And you could see, especially some guys that play on Friday night that were playing in that championship game, you know, they come off and they're like, it's so much slower. You know, and when you play against a kid that's your same age and your same grade, you know, same body makeup, man, you can see we got something special coming. And the experience those guys are getting in the varsity level, and then it just showed when they played against a kid their same age.
Yeah, Coach, you kind of took a little bit from what I was going to say with that experience. And I think it's just very invaluable when you talk about that experience. Experience is one thing, but this is championship experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
That these kids now have, that some play in varsity, some probably, I'm sure, really talented that just play JV currently, that will soon one day take, you know, a varsity uniform for you. I know you just have to be so thrilled with just where the future of the program sits. There's a lot that we can hang our hat on and look around and say, you know what, it's time to add football beside basketball when you start talking about Childersburg athletics.
Yeah, absolutely. Basketball, baseball, you know, and I think that's kind of the trajectory that we're going, you know, and you know, a lot of these kids that helped us win that junior high championship, they're going to help with basketball too, and they're going to help with baseball. And it's not a secret recipe, you know. Your schools that have programs that are doing really well usually have a really good group of kids that are coming through that play a lot of, especially in a smaller classification like we are. And so, man, it's exciting. You know, it's exciting to see a championship, be it a junior high championship, but a championship's a championship, you know. And they're, you know, those kids were walking the hallway with their chest poked out a little bit bigger on Tuesday. And instead of hearing negative stuff, it was, hey, good job, you know. And that is catching just as much as the negativity is, you know. And so they're they got their chest high, and man, we're really super proud of them. Man, the community was out. It was fun to see our stands having a good time and cheering really loud and just being really proud of the effort they put out.
Something about seeing the light in those young men's eyes.
Absolutely.
Well, Coach, we talked about the 20-12 win. You know, you skipped ahead. You was doing laundry then Monday and Tuesday in the hallway. But what's the emotions, the energy like for these 7th, 8th grade, and 9th grader, 7th, 8th, and 9th graders when they win this game? What's the field like? What's it like going into the field house? What's the celebration like?
It's great. You know, anytime a kid wins one, it's exciting. But we've been building to this, you know, all year long, and that was our main goal. And let's get in that championship game, and let's put a trophy in that trophy case, and just elated. And even the kids, you know, I think they're at the end of the game. We're able to get everybody in the game to get a piece of it and have a chance to, hey, I played in the game. You know, we gave up a score late because we had a lot of our young, our 7th and 8th graders in. But man, just exciting, and it was fun. There's a lot of dancing. We had some music playing. But more importantly, it was a relief. We were all hands on deck. It was a relief for our coaches. You know, it was fun to sit back and see our coaches excited.
Yeah.
And see,
I saw that.
Hey, we got to win, you know, and just kind of, we all kind of hung out after all the kids got gone. And, you know, we haven't been able to do that in a while as far as just any win you get. It's exciting. And the fact that we had a trophy with that one. So I think it was something very much needed throughout our program and with our staff. And, man, a lot of fun. A lot of fun that night.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm going to touch back on last week a little bit because we had some young kids that really did well. You know, you and I talked about JV versus Randolph County. JV, I thought we fared pretty well. But I got to tell you, I mentioned this to you on our Coosa Valley Medical Center 101 interview. Elijah Beckley was one of our captains.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to put that C on him every week because I tell you, and not just mop-up duty, he was hard for them to block the other night.
He was. Eli's got a motor that never stops, and it's been fun to watch him. Eli's a pleaser. He wants to do everything that his coaches tell him to do, and he wants to do it the right way. And he works extremely hard at it. He does a lot of self-evaluating, and you know, he's constantly coming to me after practice. Hey, coach, can you go through this with me? Different things like that. But he's just been getting better and better every game with his technique. It's finally clicking with him, and we made him a captain that last game because the week before he let us in tackles. You know, he had a sack, and you know, there were some things. Where his technique was wrong, he might have got too far upfield, but his motor, he probably made the game before at least 4 tackles just because he kept pursuing, you know, and then finally it kind of clicked on him the other night, and he played his technique really well for the majority of the night, and he led us in tackles again. He had 10 tackles. He had 3 behind the line, 4 behind the line of scrimmage, had a sack, and so, man, he's just his trajectory of where he's gotten better throughout the year just is another outlook of, hey, we got him back next year too. You know, that's a returner that man, we're just going to keep building on that in the off season, and he should be hard to handle the rest of this year, the next 2 games, and will be one we're counting on next year.
And Coach, with Beckley, I think one thing that helps him is he's kind of versatile. He can go underneath bigger guys. He has the finesse to do that, but he also has the power if you try to stick a little back or a flimsy receiver in there with anything less than a really good block, good luck.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, I thought despite some scores last week given up, I thought our defense really looked good in some spots, in particular with tackling in the open field. Compared to where we were at in the beginning of the season, I think open field tackling is getting a little bit better. Still some things I know that you're going to want to improve on, but talk about your defense and where I think they've gotten a little better the last few weeks, the first few weeks of the year with tackling and penalties.
They did, and you know, obviously there was 3-1 play drives that you can't, you know, that you can't discredit. I mean, that back's really good, and if you go back and look at film, we were there, but we just over pursued, and man, that kid could cut on a dime and took 3 to the house on us. But once we settled in and we got on the board, Coach Jackson made some really good adjustments. You know, just saying, hey, you're doing right. Just sit in this run fit, sitting here, and we hemmed them up a little bit. I thought after they went up 14-0 and then got the ball back on a turnover, we had a goal line stand. You know, that was huge to not let him score right there. Kind of stopped the bleeding. But, listen, you know, until he put his JV in, we were playing with him. And then, you know, it's kind of what I told Muck, you know, I do a good, bad, and ugly with our coaching staff on Sundays. And the good part that I thought this year was if we're still in the same region with them next year, we're going to be in pretty good shape, because his young bunch against our varsity, which is our young bunch, we looked really good against them, you know. But, the tackling got better, and the energy was there. We just can't spot 21 points right out the gate.
Coach, you talked about those 3 one-play drives.
Yeah.
We know that kid's got a ton of talent. So when you turn on the film and you're talking to the teams – or to your team, how do you keep them from being intimidated by it? And what is practice like, and what you need to do to be aggressive against a guy like that?
Yeah, it's just, you know, defensively, it never fails. If one kid makes a wrong decision, you know, doesn't get into his run fit, or doesn't follow the guard, it never fails. That's where they run it. You know what I mean? And it's just, you know, it's just correcting those type of mistakes. I don't think our kids were real intimidated by him. High school kids know who everybody is that they're playing. They knew he was a 3-star. They knew he was leading the state in rushing coming in our game. Probably still is after that one. But you know, they liked the challenge. You know, they weren't scared or anything. We can't make those silly mistakes. But, you know, you just keep coaching it. You show it on film. You show teams that have had some success against them. What did they do that we can kind of, you know, simulate in our defensive sets? And so you just, man, you keep grinding. But that offense, out of 11 starters, started 10 seniors and 1 junior. And if you look out there with us, we start about 6 sophomores and 3 freshmen. You know what I mean? And 2 to 3 extra years of experience against a kid that's just playing varsity for the first year makes a huge difference. And I think that's kind of what we ran into the other night.
Well, we are going to put Randolph County behind us, and we'll do that as we will. When we come back to La Costa, we're going to talk about Friday night coming up, last region game of the year, and it will be at John Cox Stadium, thank goodness, and the Daveville Tigers coming to town. We'll talk to Matt Zediker about that on his show when we come back to La Costa. Come on down and help us eat some of these chips and dip and have a good time with everybody. We'll be back here in just a few moments.
For decades, the Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department has provided programs, sports, clubs, and events for all ages in and around the Coosa Valley. Activities all year round and opportunities for you and your family member to be involved are endless. The Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department is here for you and your community.
Don't let high costs keep you from owning your first home. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union's first-time homebuyer program breaks the barriers. As little as 5% down, no PMI, no origination fees, and local service from start to finish. Finally, a mortgage made for real people with real budgets. Coosa Pines is online at CoosaPinesFCU.org and available by phone at 256-378-5559. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Big changes are happening at the Coosa Pines Mill. We are now Domtar. We've united the legacies of paper excellence, Resolute Forest Products, and Domtar into one strong brand. While we have a new name, it's still the same trusted people, the same high-quality products, and the same dedication to the communities where we live and work. For roughly 200 years, our mills have been leading the way in sustainable forestry and innovative solutions, and we're just getting started. Domtar, we are the fiber for the future. Visit domtar.com to learn more.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Matt Zediker Show on the Domtar Tigers Sports Network. Driven by Toyota of Sylacauga. Worth the drive, and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Welcome back to the Matt Zediker Show. Everything Childersburg right here on the Domtar Tigers Sports Network. I want to kind of piggyback what you said right before we went to break. You were talking about I'll mention one more thing about Randolph County, that they had 10 guys on offense that were seniors, one junior, and we've got, you know, this many of this and everything. I think I counted at one time. I told the guys on the broadcast, and you probably didn't get to hear this, I counted with the injuries that we've had and people who have left the program or been dismissed, whatever the case may be, I think I counted four seniors that that really get a lot of playing time on both sides of the ball. And yeah, that may not bode well for us right now in the record we have, and maybe even this Friday or next Friday, but that's going to bode really well for us come springtime and next year.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't want to discredit those seniors because they're playing their tails off.
And they've been good ones.
And they've been real good. You know, Javis Stone, Cam Estelle, and a few others of them. But listen, you know, again, yeah, all that experience that these kids are getting, you know, that's invaluable to get Friday night experience, is you got to hope and you got to say it's going to pay off. I look at what Randolph County had. You know, I talked to Coach Pat before the game, and, man, he had been playing that same group of kids for about 6 years since they were seventh graders.
Yep.
And you could just see how they played together, how they knew everything. You know what I mean? And so that's kind of what you're hoping we're gonna build to, you know, in the next couple of years.
And I want to say this before I get to KJ. You, it's funny you mentioned that, because a lot of people don't remember this. He had a group about that time ago, if I'm not mistaken. They were 2A, and they were playing in Fayetteville's region when Fayetteville was 2A, and they went 0-10.
Yeah.
And now look at what the fruits of their labor is, and I just got a feeling that's something that can come here at Childersburg.
Well, and that's what we're building towards, and again, that championship we won Monday is a big part of that, to show these kids, hey, we are pretty good. Let's stay together. Let's get in this offseason. Let's work hard. Let's learn it a little bit better. Let's come on back and be that much better.
Yeah, Coach, I think one thing about being better is finding the guys that don't settle. And you found a young man who, on both sides of the football, has not settled for anything less than just all out 100% from start to end this season, Mr. Consistent, Amari Hale. And I wanted to ask you about him and his progression as a back, kind of shifting a lot of plays from defense, still playing on defense for you some, but really, really being needed as a back right now. But also touch on Duke Fairman, went down with an injury last week. And I got to say, when it was out there and intact, we talked that J.J. Davis backfield with Duke and Amari Hale to either side really, really did some good things.
Yeah. Touching on Duke, he got bent up on a kickoff return and hyperextended his knee. So we've been nursing that a little bit this week. He's gone. He's practiced. You know, he's done pretty good. But we're gonna see what he's gonna be able to do with us come Friday night. Amari Hale is just a tremendous young athlete. You know, the kid's a freshman. He's very strong for his age. He's a mature mind for his age, a motor that doesn't stop. And I know you've seen him running the ball, but he don't come off the field much defensively either now. He took that Will linebacker job about game three and hadn't given it up. And then as we, you know, attrition's got some of our running backs, we had to throw him over there. But just, man, he does everything for us. And that's special to see. You know, that's exciting to see. But he's hard to bring down. He runs with conviction. He's a strong tackler for us. You know, there's not too many tackles that get out of his reach, especially when he breaks that backfield. And he's going to return kicks this week. He's our gunner on the punt team. He's a bullet on the kickoff team. I mean, he does everything.
In terms of a football player overall, I think he may be one of your best overall football players.
Can you sell us some popcorn to have?
Yeah, I'll tell you, we probably can. You know, and it's fun to have smart players like that. You know, he's attention to detail. You can coach him up during the week, and he's going to follow it for the most part on Friday night. It's just fun to see him develop. You know, we're excited to have him three more years.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Coach, let's shift gears a little bit into Dadeville this Friday night.
Yeah.
Excited to be at home. Hopefully the kids are, too. Had a big Monday. What's practice been like this week with Monday's energy? Did that carry well into Tuesday and Wednesday this week?
It really did. You know, we brought them in Monday. Of course, we were out of school, so we had a 2:30 practice and brought them in and really felt like, you know, it was a big learn day. So we just went in shorts and helmets. So it was a big install day. Let's get some of these bump and bruises, you know, healed up. And we knew we had that JV game, and a lot of those kids were going to play there. So we want to keep their legs fresh. We had a great install day on Monday. Tuesday was a really good day. Tuesday is typically supposed to be your work day after you install. It's been tough this year because we played those junior high games on Tuesday. So you lose a lot of your scout team. You lose a lot of your guys that help you on Friday night. So Tuesday was great. Yesterday was a really good practice. We banged a little bit. Film work went really good today from that practice. And then today's your polish day. And we practiced on the field. That always gives them a little extra energy right there instead of the practice field. And, yeah, it's been a good week. You know, you always worry when you haven't won a game and you get to this end of the year and there's other sports getting ready to start, you know, and they know the season's about to be over. And so you try to find a way to keep the energy. And, man, we had a fun time today. You know, it was a good practice. And then we had a lot of fun after practice. All the coach did an impression of one particular coach on our staff, and the kids really enjoyed that. And listen, we feel like they're doing good. We need one more really good day tomorrow morning and get in a little bit more film. And we'll see, man. Excited to be home. The last time we were at home, we felt we played really well and had an opportunity to win. And Dable's a good team, man. They're coming in. They got a fantastic quarterback. Can throw just about any throw on the field. He's got really good motor. Got a really good legs. We got a good running back. Good receiver that they go to a lot. Offensive line is steady. Defensively, they're going to attack you. He's a lot of four man surface. A lot of movement with his defensive lineman, and a lot of blitz packages coming off the edge. So we're gonna have to be really solid in our pass protection and our run protection. A lot of foot to foot this week, and trying to wedge all that out, kind of dig it out. It'll be a dogfight, though. You know, we're gonna have to play really well. We sit here every week and say all the three phases of the game, and you know, at some point, if we can put four together, we really like our chances. And so that's kind of been the mantra all week. You know, if something goes wrong, man, let's pick our head back up and let's keep fighting.
Let me squeeze one more thing in real quick, Muck. When you said all three phases of the game, I gotta ask you, Coach. How do we not kick the ball into Javis Stone again this week? We had to talk about it at practice. Come on, Coach.
JJ had a brain lamp.
I asked you about it twice, too.
You know, all I can do when that happens for a second time is just think, man, those people in the stands got to be thinking I'm the dumbest dang coach in the state if that happens again. Listen, we don't plan it. You know, JJ just kind of had a lapse. He really, Javis kind of moved up. He just didn't slide over. And JJ's supposed to take about three steps outside of that and take it. And for whatever reason, you know, that's, you know, we just keep working it and we talk about it and we work it hard. We work punt team three different times this week. So, hopefully we won't give an easy one to the opposing team doing that.
I'm going to mention three names.
I might put an extra pad on Javis's butt, too.
Hey, listen, I want to mention three names real quick before we get out of here that I thought at the first of the year we may have not have mentioned two of them. Two of them have come a long way. One is, I think, Larry Swain.
Yeah.
And two, how about Tristan Powell, who's making contributions? But I got to tell you something. Old number 55 has just been a mark of consistency year.
Yeah.
I mean, he's – if we had about 10 number 55s, I don't think we could be moved.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Justice has a motor that doesn't stop. You know, he's nasty. He's a prospect. What I call his get off is elite. You know, I've been doing this a long time, played the position that he's playing, and his get off, not only on the defensive side, but the offensive side too, is hard to handle. He's a very physical specimen. You know, there ain't too many people that are going to block him and or push him around. And he has been consistent, you know, and so we build a lot of what we do defensively around him. And if you watched the game the other night, wherever he went, they ran the opposite.
Absolutely.
And that's kind of been everybody's game plan against us. That's how good he is. And that's a credit to him. Getting to Larry and Tristan, listen, there's two sophomores.
Yep.
You know, that came in, we really didn't know what we had right there. But what those two young men did was their eagerness and their hunger to be starters and to be those receivers for us, and their attention to coaching, their acceptance to coaching, and just getting better and better. Again, you know, was not on the radar for us, and thank goodness they came on it, you know, and they've gotten better. They've made some sophomore mistakes. You've kind of watched them grow up from being maybe a little timid, you know, at the beginning of the year, playing varsity for the first time, to now, man, there's nothing to it, you know. And so we're going to try to get the ball to them a little bit more this week. You know, we were slinging it to Larry. I don't think Larry dropped a pass all day today in practice. Got tremendous hands. And so, yeah, you know, again, two sophomores. You know, that we got back for another 2 years. But we're going to try to get the ball back, you know, to them a little bit more this week and see what they can do.
Well, I got to tell you real quick, Saturday, KJ's got his wedding ceremony down on the beach.
Okay.
And a little ceremony. So he's not going to be at John Cox Stadium Friday night.
What? Okay, well, and the wedding Saturday, right?
He's got to get his priorities in level, Coach.
You better.
I got to tell you, he's already laid the law down to me and Clint.
Okay.
If we get a win, we're in trouble.
Well, he can't come back the next Friday. We'll see you the next year.
No, if Childersburg wins Friday, the following Friday, I will do my part of the broadcast from somewhere else.
Go on your honeymoon.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, there we go.
Hey, how about we get you a win for your wedding?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All jokes aside, I hope the Tigers are victorious, and I know Coach Sedeker will have an awesome game plan, and hopefully we'll pull one out on our home field.
Well, I tell you what, we're looking forward to it too, Clint. I look forward to you being there with me Friday night. And, of course, we got to get our sideline equipment working a little better. It was giving us a little problem the other night, but we'll get down.
That's probably a good thing.
But we'll get down and get a word with Coach this week as well. But Friday night, 6:30 airtime for the Domtar Tiger Sports Network from John Cox Stadium as Dadeville comes to town. See if we can't notch that first elusive W and get these kids something they deserve and these coaches that they deserve too. So good to see you tonight, Coach. Get you some Mexican food and take home with you, and let's get a good night's sleep and be ready for Friday.
Let's do it, man. Two wins in 1 week would be tremendous.
Absolutely. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.